My granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog his lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, with the aid of a petition suggesting that Uncle Henry Lund be recalled, Lum was finally able to make the town marshal change his mind and send in a favorable report on Mary. As we're looking on the little community today, we find Lum, Abner, and Mary in the Jot 'em Down store and library, all of them still looking at a telegram just received from the reformatory.
Go on, Lum. Read it again.
Yeah, read it again, Uncle Lum.
Grannies, I done read you the telegram 5 or 6 times. You ought to know it by heart by now.
Yeah, read it again. Oh, I just love to hear it, Lum.
Me too.
Yeah, all right. In view of corrected report from probation officer Lunsford, committee has voted to release Ellie Connors permanently to become ward of guardians Mr. and Mrs. Abner Peabody and Mr. Lum Eddard.
Lum Eddard.
Congratulations, E.W. Barstow.
Read it again now, Lum.
Oh, that's plumb silly.
I love that part where it says I'm a guardian. I ain't never been a guardian before.
Gee, I ain't either.
Well, you ain't one, sis. You're a ward.
Oh, yeah. I'm a ward, that's right. I'm a ward, Uncle Abner.
Yeah, I know you're, sis.
Say, what is a ward, anyway?
Oh, a ward,
That's where you vote. They have...
No, it ain't. It's a young minor, young'un. Well, it means you belong to us now. Not nobody else in the whole world.
Gee.
And you ain't Ellie Connors no more, neither. From now on, you're Mary Eddard.
Mary Eddard.
Esquire. No, I guess that wouldn't fit on that.
Well, say, Lum, couldn't we sort of work the name of Peabody in there, Summers? Mary Eddards Peabody or Mary Peabody Eddards
or
something?
No, that don't sound good. It sounds too growed up.
Well, now, don't forget, Lum, Mary belongs to me, too. Fact is, me and Elizabeth, our name was ahead of hers in that telegram, you know.
Well, yeah, but that don't mean nothing. She belongs to both of us equal, I believe.
Say, if I belong to you now... Do you belong to me, too?
Well, yeah, I reckon so. We're all in this together.
I still think we ought to have Peabody in that name there somewhere.
Well, here, let's not get ourselves into no arguments on a day like this.
I'm going to cry.
Celebrating or something.
Yeah, I reckon we ought to. I wish there was a carnival in town. I'd take Sis down there.
I know. Let's have a picnic.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Picnic. There ain't no one thing I enjoy more than a picnic. Love 'em.
Can we make some lemonade to take along?
Why, sure we can. We'll have lemonade and potato salad and... Oh, wait a minute, though. It'll be too dark to have a picnic by the time we leave here. We don't close the store up till might not dark.
Yeah, but today's going to be different, though. We'll close the store up right now. This is an extra special occasion.
Well, good for us.
It ain't every day we get a daughter or a ward. Leastways, not a nice one like Mary.
Why, no. Let's close the store. Declare us a holiday right now, Lum.
It's done declared right here now.
Hooray! Good for us. Hooray!
Whereabouts can we go for a picnic, huh?
Well, about the best place I know of, that creek over there, just the other side of Pin Oak Flats. Of course, that's a little too far to walk, though, what I reckon.
Well, I tell you, why don't we invite Cedric, and he can drive us over there in his car.
Huh?
You know, he loves picnics.
Oh, Lord, he'll go might not any place there's going to be a picnic.
I'll call him right now.
Yeah, reckon we ought to invite Elizabeth too, Lum.
Yeah, I think we ought to. She's one of the guardians. Besides that, she can fix the vittles for us.
Why, sure, she'll do that for us.
And the flat tires, too, for heaven.
Oh, yeah, she's good at that.
Hello, Cedric. This is Lum. Are you done sleeping for today?
No, take a warm picnic.
Well, good. Say, how'd you like to go on a little picnic this afternoon? Well, wait. Don't get so excited. I can't make out a word you're saying. Well, just get your car and come on over to the store and explain it to you. Yeah, just as soon as you can. All right, Cedric. Goodbye.
Cedric's coming.
All I had to do was just mention the word picnic, and he might not have went into high spirits.
Well, I knowed he would.
Well, here, Abner, you better get on the phone and call Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah, about the vittles. Yeah, I'll do that right now. Yeah.
Any special vittles you want to have, sis?
Lemonade, that's what I like. Can we have a whole lot of it, huh?
Oh, sure, we'll have lots of lemonade. Don't you worry for a minute. Hello? Elizabeth? This is your man, Abner. Get out in the kitchen there and fix up a batch of vittles for a picnic.
Been drinking too much lemonade lately.
Yeah, well, I'll explain the details to you later.
Just get the food ready.
It's good for you.
Huh? Well, you can chop that wood some other time. Why, sure you can. I'll tell you, go over and ask Miss Quincy. She won't help you chop it.
Is that lipstick on that lemon?
No.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. If you'll go over there to the picnic with us, well, I'll get up early in the morning before daylight, and I'll hold a lantern for you while you chop the wood.
Hardly.
Honest, I will. Cross my heart.
Can you keep promising that night?
Well, hurry up now. All right. Goodbye.
You going to fix the vittles?
Yeah, it wasn't easy, though, Lon. You've seen what I had to do there. I just hate to have to pamper a woman that way, but sometimes you can't get out of it.
Well, I reckon it ain't a good idea.
Oh, no. Women get ideas right away, and the first thing you know, why, they want you to start carrying a wooden house for them after they get done chopping it.
Well, of course, I don't think it hurt to give them a little vacation once in a while.
She had a vacation. She went over there to the Bates' place and helped them with their cotton crop this year. She ain't been chopping wood for 3 or 4 weeks now.
Well, yeah, but sometimes, when they don't have to do the same thing over and over again, they get back to their work, they got a different idea about it.
Yeah.
More enthused over it.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know nothing about them, but I just want her to come along with it.
Grannies, I hope that ain't Elizabeth calling back to say she changed her mind.
Well, if it is, I'll tell her a couple of things or two. Just a minute. Let me get that phone here. I'll talk to her. Jot them down, store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. What? I can't hear you. Oh, just a minute. Here, Mary, it's for you.
Me?
Yeah, sounds like some young and I couldn't hear him.
Oh. Hello? Yes? Oh, hello, Kenny.
Yeah, that's who I figured it was, Kenny Pomeroy. Sound like he's down the barrel there.
Uh-huh. Something. What?
He ain't used to talking on the
phone. Well, gee, no, Kenny, just a minute.
I ain't used to listening.
They're glum.
Yeah, what is it?
Kenny wants me to go down to the gas station and watch him grease Mr. Seastrunk's car.
Well, that wouldn't be no fun, would it, sis?
Well, I sort of promised Kenny. Could I ask him to come along with us? Could I, Uncle Lum?
Well, I don't know. I reckon so. Be kind of crowded in the car, but go ahead.
Thanks. Hello, Kenny. Say, you're going on a picnic with us. No, right now. Hurry up. Yeah, over to the store. Hurry up. Goodbye. Gee, Kenny's going.
Huh.
Uncle Abner, Kenny's going with us. Kenny's going.
Say, Abner, I was just thinking, maybe we got enough red stamps to get a few wieners to roast.
Wieners to roast?
That is, if Jeff's got any on hand over at the butcher shop.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But I got my doubts if Elizabeth's got many stamps left right now, Long.
Well, I might not sure I'll have enough. I don't use many of mine.
No.
I'll call Jeff and see directly what he's got. He can pick them up on our... Wait a minute, I believe that was our ring again. I'll get it.
Might have been. Never say no time.
Hello. Jot them down, store and library. Lum Eddard's talking.
Lum Eddard's talking.
How's that?
Be quiet.
Oh, just a minute.
Don't ever interrupt. Don't
Here, me. Mary. It's for you again.
Is it Kenny?
Yeah, I believe so.
Hello? Oh, hello, Clarence.
Clarence?
Oh, did Kenny tell you?
Oh,
just a minute. Say, Uncle Lum.
Now?
Would it be all right if Clarence Bates comes along with us? He's kind of nice, Clarence is.
Well, law me, sis. There ain't room for him. We're overcrowded the way it is now.
Yeah, I'm afraid Abner's right, sis.
Oh. Well, couldn't he stand on the running board?
Well, that's where I was aiming for Elizabeth to ride, sis.
Oh. Well, all right, I'll tell him he can't go.
Yeah.
Just a second, Mary. Abner, Elizabeth wasn't too keen about going, was she?
No, she weren't too happy about it. Had all that wood chopping to do and all.
Well, I believe it'd be a shame to tear her away from that. She'd be unhappy.
Huh?
We let her stay home, I reckon there'd be room for Clarence.
I reckon. So I'll call Elizabeth and tell her the good news.
Yeah, go ahead, sis, ask him.
Gee, thanks. Hello, Clarence? Yes. Yeah, right away over at the store. Hurry. Goodbye. Gee, Clarence is going. Ain't that swell, Uncle Abner?
Well, I reckon you better call Elizabeth, Abner.
Yeah, maybe I ought to wait till she gets the vittles fixed, Lum. Otherwise, she might not be so anxious to fix them when we get back to her wood chop. Wait a minute. Maybe that's her now. I'll answer it here and see. Jot them down, store and library. Huh? Just a minute. Here, Mary.
Oh, thanks. Hello? Virginia.
Virginia, long distance call.
Who did? Kenny? Well, just a minute. Say, Uncle Lon.
I was just thinking. I got a big batch of bills I ought to be looking over today. I don't believe I'll make that picnic after all.
Huh?
And that'll leave one extra place in the car.
Oh, well, then maybe Virginia?
Yeah, sure. That's a good idea.
Oh. Hello, Virginia? Yes. What? Oh, well, just a minute. See, Uncle Abner?
Huh?
Ronald Abernathy is over at Virginia Blevins' house.
Yeah, sure, you know, I was just thinking here. I don't believe it'd do my rheumatiz any good to sit around on the damp ground. I don't believe I better go to that picnic after all.
Well, are you sure you don't want to go, Uncle Abner?
Oh, I don't care for him at all. Never did, hardly. No, no.
Hello, Virginia? Bring Ronald along. Yeah. And hurry. Goodbye.
Cedric just drove up out there. You better go out and get started so you can all get home before dark.
Yeah, there he is right
yeah.
now.
We will.
And wait a minute. Here's some money for the wieners.
Money for the wieners?
Yeah, tell Cedric to build a bonfire for
you. I will. Well, gee, I sure wish you two could go along.
Yeah, well, maybe some other time.
Yeah, we just can't make it today, honey. You better run along now. Have a good time.
Well, I'll try to. Gee, you're the two best gardeens in the whole world. Well, goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye, sis.
Yeah, goodbye.
Looks like she don't care much about being with us.
Huh?
Well, Abner, I reckon I just had my first lesson in being a parent.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things you're going to have to get used to, you know.